Now some news from the world of sports, and apparently the Houston Rockets did not watch the Boston Celtics Game 7 against the Cleveland Cavaliers and see it as a cautionary tale. Or maybe they did and subconsciously adopted the Celtics' shooting touch from that game. Either way, the Rockets went stone cold from the floor on their home court in Game 7 against the Golden State Warriors last night, falling to Steph Curry and company 101-92 as Golden State grabs a golden ticket to the NBA Finals for a fourth year in a row. The Rockets led by as many as 15 in the first half, but an atrocious third-quarter shooting performance let the Warriors right back into it. At one point, Houston went 0 for 27 from three-point range. The Warriors climbed back into the game behind 34 points from Kevin Durant, 27 from Steph Curry. Houston's response? Keep trying to hit those three-pointers. The Rockets heaved up 44 attempts from beyond the arc. They made just 7 of those, a truly staggering exercise in futility that kept them from making their first appearance in the finals since 1995. Did not help that all-star point guard Chris Paul was unavailable for Houston due to a hamstring injury that he suffered in Game 6. So the finals will feature familiar dance partners in Golden State and the Cleveland Cavaliers. The two teams have already squared off 3 times previously for the championship, with Golden State winning 2 of those, and they will be heavily favored to win this year's title as well. LeBron James will no doubt hear that and say, "Hold my Gatorade," and do all he can to carry the Cavs on his back to an upset, but the world's best player is still human, and it would take a superhuman effort for these Cavs to beat these Warriors. The call here is Golden State in 5. Now, why can't I fall for the storybook fairy tale that is the Vegas Golden Knights, the first-year expansion NHL franchise, is playing in the Stanley Cup Finals against the Washington Capitals, and the Knights are already up 1-0 after a 6-4 win over the Caps in Vegas last night? It just feels like too much too soon, especially when the team they're playing has been around since 1974 and has never won a Stanley Cup, and they've got a veteran superstar on their roster who's aching for one after more than a decade of some heartbreaking playoff collapses. Alexander Ovechkin is that player. He did not score last night, but it was the Capitals' defense that looked overwhelmed as Vegas fought back from a 4-3 hole in the third period to score 3 unanswered goals and give their utterly spoiled fan base a thrilling victory. Tomas Nosek scored the game winner after Ryan Reaves had tied the game on an unassisted goal. Colin Miller, who was deemed expendable by the Boston Bruins when each team in the league had to leave 2 players unprotected for the Knights to stock their inaugural roster, he also scored. Riley Smith, who had an unremarkable year for the Bruins before being traded to Florida, then finding his way to Vegas the same way Miller did, also tallied last night. I'm not bitter about that at all. The Knights GM said before the season began that he just wanted his team to be competitive, to lose games by a goal or two and not get blown out. Now they're 3 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup. I guess that qualifies as being competitive. To Major League Baseball, and just take a gander when you get a chance at the catch that Jackie Bradley Jr. made in center field yesterday in Boston's 8-3 win over the Toronto Blue Jays, and you will see why he is so valuable to the Red Sox, even if his offense is sometimes lacking. JBJ tracked down a ball to the deepest part of Fenway, sprinting full out, catching the ball over his shoulder right at the 420-foot marker in the triangle, less than a foot from the padded wall. He gently bumped into it with the ball securing his glove, a sensational grab that maybe 2 or 3 other players in the league could have made. Maybe. David Price got the win despite issuing 4 walks. The offense was provided by J.D. Martinez's 17th home run of the year. That ties him for the league lead. And another home run by Andrew Benintendi, who's been raking the ball of late. Oh, and Jackie Bradley Jr. added an RBI double and scored 2 runs, so maybe he's ready to contribute with his bat as well as his glove. The win gives the Red Sox a 2-game lead over the New York Yankees for first place in the AL East after the Yankees were beaten 5-1 by the Houston Astros at the stadium yesterday. Justin Verlander is having maybe the best season in his already stellar career. He blanked the Yankees for 7 innings before Greg Bird took him deep for New York's only run of the day. Verlander's ERA is now a barely visible 1.11. The Astros got a 3-run homer from J.D. Davis and a solo shot by Jose Altuve. Domingo Germán took the loss for New York. Verlander was lustily booed by the Yankees faithful when he was taken out of the game, and he tipped his cap to the crowd, happy to be jeered for stifling the opposition. No such tip of the cap for former New York mayor and current attorney for President Donald Trump, Rudy Giuliani, who also drew a chorus of loud boos from the crowd when the PA announced that he was at the stadium. and that it was his birthday. More misery for the New York Mets. They took a 3-2 lead into the bottom of the ninth in the first game of a doubleheader against the Atlanta Braves yesterday, but Charlie Culberson came up to pinch hit a two-out, two-run home run. He smacked off Seth Lugo to win the game 4-3 for Atlanta. But don't despair, Mets fans. They did recover to win Game 2, which ended after 1:30 in the morning due to rain delays. Ahmed Rosario had 3 RBIs in the Mets' 8-5 win to gain the split with the Braves. Some upsets at the French Open tennis tournament on the women's side as Qiang Wang defeated Venus Williams in straight sets in Round 1. And Stan Wawrinka was also KO'd in Round 1 at the French Open on the men's side by Guillermo Garcia Lopez.